is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of June, 2012. It's the anniversary of the first FM broadcast, 1935. The inventor Edwin Armstrong gave a demonstration in Alpine, New Jersey. He demonstrated the clarity of FM compared to AM radio by playing classical music and also the sound of water being poured. It's the birthday of composer Richard Strauss, born in Munich, 1864, who wrote tone poems inspired by literary characters Don Juan, Don Quixote, and operas too, of course, Salome for one. Richard Strauss, who said, "I may not be a first-rate composer, but I am a first-class, second-rate composer." It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925, author of Lie Down in Darkness, The Confessions of Nat Turner, and his memoir Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And since his death in 2006, a book of letters, a book of short stories, and a series of essays, Havana's in Camelot. It's the birthday of the poet and playwright Ben Jonson, born in London, 1572, who had a notoriously bad temper, once killed another actor in a duel, was put on trial, but around the same time his first big play came out, Every Man in His Humor. William Shakespeare was one of the actors in the company, and even though he was a convicted felon, Ben Jonson became a court poet and hung around with royalty. And it's the anniversary of the great Broad Street Riot in Boston, 1837, on this day. A hot, humid Sunday afternoon, a fire engine company made up primarily of Protestant Yankees was coming back from Roxbury, where they'd put out a fire. They went to a saloon, had a few drinks. They started walking down Broad Street and passed a group of about 100 Irish immigrants on their way to a funeral. A young fireman named George Fay did something, maybe insulted somebody or hit somebody, and soon there was a melee in the street, at least 800 men fighting. The state militia had to be called out to disperse the riot. Here's a poem for today by James Cummins, Reading Hemingway. Reading Hemingway makes me so hungry for jambon, cheeses, and a dry white wine. Cold, of course, very cold and very dry. Reading Hemingway makes some folks angry, the hip drinking, the bitter pantomime. But reading Hemingway makes me hungry for the good life, the sun, the fish, the sky, blue air, white water, dinner on the line. Had it down cold, he did, and dry, real dry. But Papa had it all, the brio, the brie, clear-eyed, tight-lipped, advancing on a stein. Reading Hemingway makes me so hungry. I'd knock down Monsieur Stevens, too, if I drank too much Retsina before we dined. Too old, that man, and way too cold, and dry enough to rub one's famished nerves awry. Kept talking past the kitchen's closing time. Reading Hemingway makes me so hungry, and cold, of course, so cold, and very dry. A poem by James Cummins, Reading Hemingway, from Portrait in a Spoon, published by University of South Carolina Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses manage their reputations online, because search results can be the new first impression. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble, designed for bedtime reading. Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off, available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.